I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Europeans are praising President Obama's order to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. They're just not so sure they want to take in any of the detainees. Today, EU ministers talked about the fate of an estimated 60 Guantanamo prisoners who have been cleared for release but cannot return to their home countries. Some European officials have hinted that they might accept some of the detainees under certain conditions. Others say it's America's problem. The World's Jerry Hatton explains.
If President Obama was hoping for decisive action from the European Union today, Carol Schwarzenberg made it clear the process would take time. Schwarzenberg is Foreign Affairs Minister for the Czech Republic, which holds the EU's rotating presidency. Speaking in Brussels, Schwarzenberg said before the EU takes a position on the Guantanamo detainees, it must first consult with leaders from all 27 member states.
We have probably another meeting,
which could take months to organize, he warned. And even then, Schwarzenberg said, Europe might not reach an agreement on whether to accept any detainees.
In some states, it would be even possible that they accept some of the captives of Guantanamo. There would be no legal possibility.
Take the Netherlands. Martin Haverkamp is a member of parliament there.
In Netherlands, the system is very strict. When we cannot make clear that somebody did not do anything, he is not allowed in the country, and we don't want to lift that rule just because of the United States asking us.
Then lift the rule on ethical grounds, asks Thomas Hammerberg of the Council of Europe. It's a human rights group based in Strasbourg. Some detainees, when released, could face torture if they went back to their home countries.
Some of them have also relatives in Europe, and that will be the only possibility for them to connect to their original families. And I think there is a humanitarian aspect of this also to consider.
Still, many, like the Dutch, maintain it's not their problem. The attitude is, let America clean up its own mess. But it's not that simple. While many European countries publicly criticized the detentions, some were secretly aiding the American effort, says Council of Europe member Dick Marty. In 2005, Marty was asked to investigate allegations that European countries let secret CIA flights refuel in their territories. His conclusion last year, they did, and there was more.
Alors aujourd'hui, nous sommes à même d'avancer dans ce travail de recherche.
He said there is now enough evidence to state that secret detention facilities run by the CIA existed in Europe from 2003 to 2005, in particular in Poland and Romania, and we cannot rule out that clandestine inmates were held in some other European countries. Poland and Romania deny those allegations. Further investigation is up to each EU country. So far, none has done too much digging. Spanish international law professor David Bondia predicts in the end several European countries will take in freed Guantanamo prisoners, in part because of the alleged collaboration, but mainly, he says, out of self-interest. He says Spain, like other countries, needs to rebuild ties with the U.S. after 8 years of bad relations with George Bush. Now that Barack Obama is talking about multilateral relations with Europe, Europe wants to make some kind of gesture. But European leaders know they don't have to rush any decision. After all, Guantanamo may not be shut down until the end of the year. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton.